Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Happy New Year, everybody. 2021. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by a Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, Wellness, Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today. Matt Gooch. He's the director of product and innovation, Superfeet Insoles Worldwide. He's a certified podorthist. He's a master's degree in exercise science. He'll be returning after 8 or 9 years. He's joining me. And then we're going to Australia with Dr. Shane Tuohy. He's a principal educator at Acupuncture and Podiatry, Curtin University, Hillary's Western Australia, Australia. It's 6 a.m. there now as we speak. And then the sports doctor's in. We'll do some emails. First, let's welcome back Matt Gooch. He's the director of product innovation again, Superfeet Worldwide. Matt, welcome back to the sports doctor.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Give us some background on you and Superfeet, and I just want to give people a quickie. What I mentioned to you, I first saw Superfeet in figure skates, had to be 35 years ago, something like that. They were always one of my favorite over-the-counter insoles. So Matt, give us some background on you guys.
Sure. So with Superfeet, really, we started in 1977 as the sports medicine division of Northwest Podiatric Lab. And just kind of grew out of there. Basically, our founders, Dr. Chris Smith, who taught at the California College of Podiatric Medicine for over 25 years, and Dennis Brown, just saw a need in the general marketplace. Basically, just said, hey, you know, what's available over the counter? We think people deserve something better. And they started Superfeet. And at first, it was really kind of a pet project, a labor of love for them, because they obviously had day jobs that they were doing out of the side, and really what it has developed into is an amazing company. We're 100% employee owned company, and we are just focused on helping people. And so whether that is,
well, you came out of the podiatric world, you know, Chris Smith, really one of the leaders in biomechanics, and it was nice to know. I didn't even remember that was Northwest Podiatric Labs. That's right. I should do my research. and so the fact that Superfeet came out of real solid sports, medical, and biomechanical knowledge, I always thought was, pardon the pun, you know, really, really a big step up. We'll have to have one of the two of these guys join me sometime in the future, you know, because, again, you can walk into a sports store or a shoe store, and you could see, you know, five rows of over-the-counter insoles, you know. And they are not prescription orthotics. But, again, coming out of that world to design something that would be over-the-counter available, I always thought was a big step up, Matt, don't you?
I agree, absolutely. Yeah, I think what you mentioned, you know, a prescribed device, custom foot orthoses, is obviously, it's prescribed by a medical professional for a reason, right? There's a really specific reason. And when we talk about this, we talk about this kind of spectrum of all of the products that are available from extremely general. You know, you can find over-the-counter products that are basically one size fits all, size 8 to 14 in men's. That's pretty general. And then you've got all the way on the other side a prescribed device like you might make for one of your patients. And where we really try to fit in with our product line is making products that fit in a variety of different slots along that spectrum. So whether that's specificity of shape or specificity of activity, because obviously, as you know, as you mentioned, particularly with things like that are specialty, ice skates, figure skates, those are really specific types of footwear, and they need really specific solutions. Versus other shoes that may just be pretty general in the way that they fit and can accommodate a lot of different things. And so,
well, we
that's
want,
really,
you know,
I
think the big, big focus also, Matt, and you know it as a podorthist, as a really a shoe professional, and your background in exercise science. When we're talking about the whole role of the foot, the GOLD program for any athlete at any age in any sport is a custom device. We don't need something wrong. And the idea that in almost all instances, proper fitting supports are helpful. They're helpful for somebody's, for grandma's back. They're helpful for the young teenager who's playing various sports. And that whole idea of adding a properly fit insole is almost always helpful posturally. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I think there's so many benefits when we talk about the ability of really that three-dimensional surface of the foot orthoses in the shoe to redistribute force. Obviously, there's a much larger neuromotor effect that, that happens anytime that we place something underneath the foot as well. But the ability to alter the timing, the location, and the direction of ground reaction forces using that three-dimensional shape, putting it back into the shoe, I think, like you said, there's almost always a benefit. The question is, you know, what specific
features?
It's a
big step up. In general, it's a big step up from what comes in the shoe. It almost always is a big step up. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, we're live from Chicago. Happy New Year, everybody. It's going to be a better year, right? Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years. I think if you go back to 2012, maybe you'll catch the first show we did, Matt, with Superfeed. So people from all over the world, topics in so many different areas in sports medicine, fitness, wellness, throw in some entertainment, absolutely. You can listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles, magazines, you can read a array of articles on so many different topics that I've been involved with, whether it's Lower Extremity Review or the very exciting new magazines in MVP Parent. We're very excited about that. We have a ton of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. I can't tell you how many guests I get, maybe 10,000 on LinkedIn, authors, doctors, therapists, a lot of excitement. If you want to go to at Sports Doc, DOC Radio on Twitter, we're talking with Matt Gooch. He's for a decade now working in the whole world of innovative product and development with Superfeet worldwide. I mean, you guys are everywhere, aren't you, Matt?
Well, we certainly try to be as many places as we can, but we certainly have focused on trying to develop a variety of different markets. So, you know, whether it's sporting goods, whether it is run specialty, outdoor specialty, ski, even products like you mentioned earlier with figure skating, we've got, we like to say we've got a fit for every shoe and a fit for every foot with the ability to have a variety of different use cases that we can use our insoles.
Yes, and the idea, again, of people understanding that alignment is such an important factor. You know, you guys have been, you know, since Northwest left, you're in the education business. What's the website for all information Superfeet, Matt?
It's just real simple. It's just www.superfeet.com. It's pretty straightforward on that one.
Yes. And again, I've seen you again forever, whether it's in sporting goods, whether it's in running shoe world, walking shoe world. And it's become a very, very highly competitive area. And the idea of having things that are oriented toward specific sports. How young do you guys go? I remember we would see some young kids were wearing Superfeet in their sneakers. How small do you go?
Yeah, the smallest product that we make is a size 11.5. So all of our products range in terms of the length of the foam piece for a full size and a half. So 11.5 to 13 in junior sizes. So
What age is that, Matt, roughly?
Let's say 6 to 7, depending on, you know, how fast kids are growing, give or take, somewhere around in there.
Yes. Well, this is, again, in the world of sports medicine, we start seeing very serious boys and girls at those ages. And then it goes from there. You know, one of the reasons I co-authored the book, everybody, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, all in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. And we started talking about, of course, I'm a sports podiatrist, I'm prejudiced, but almost everything posturally is related to foot mechanics. If it's persistent, half the figure skaters I've seen over the decades in girls are knee trouble. And in the running world, we would see half the orthotics we'd use in the running world were knee concerns. So the fact that people understand how important, you know, the role of the foot is something that I'm very, very excited to see. The education continues to get out there to sports parents, to coaches, to schools, and I know that you're talking about also paying attention to focused footwear, the idea of 3D technology. Matt, could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so back in, it would have been 2017, I guess, so it's been a couple of years now, we actually launched our first 3D printed insole. So we have a couple in the marketplace with a variety of different partnerships now, but basically, we're gathering that biometric data in a retail scenario and personalizing a Superfeed insole to that person. So as you mentioned earlier, this is just like all of our products, it is meant to be an over-the-counter device that's just more innately tuned to an individual. It's not meant to supplant the need or the benefit of a custom device. But what it does is, again, kind of bridge that gap between our...
And then you put a note in all Matt, in all your products as a pearl from the sports doctor, which is strengthen those feet and ankles. That's my hint for you in your world. It's still a challenge. Regardless of the sport or the age or the level, strengthening feet and ankles is a very, very important aspect. Of course, you with your background, exercise science, you understand that in many instances, it's that whole combination. You know what's amazing, Matt? I still talk about it on the sports doctor all the time. In this day and age, is still probably 50% of the population, including athletes, aren't even fit properly. So I think there's a definite role for this 3D technology. You know, how specifically biomechanically can you get? And, you know, when the shoes companies tried to do that, they started causing as many problems as they thought that they were preventing. So it's going to be interesting to see. Has your feedback been good with the 3D technology, Matt?
It has. It's been extremely positive. Like you just mentioned, there's such a valuable need, not only just for general education for people in that retail environment, but also, I mean, you know, it's hard to always convey when you're talking to a patient in clinic all the things that you see. Right? It's hard for them to see it because they don't have your eyes and they don't have your expertise. And at least with the technology in this scenario, it gives a great visualization and allows the customer to actually understand what the fitter is seeing and why they're making those recommendations. And so what we've really seen is a shift for, you know, customers, for example, being much more open to changing footwear size or changing footwear width in some cases. Because now they understand why that recommendation is being made. And they can
A lot of sense. You know, your background as a podorthist and podiatry, you know, podorthist as being really the shoe expert. We would have people with special needs. It might be a top athlete. Want to build almost that shoe from the ground up, man. We would turn to the podorthists. You know, so the whole world of proper fit is got to be up your alley. I guess that's why you're the head of innovation.
it absolutely is. I mean, the ability to provide additional context for the decisions that are made in store, I think, is incredibly valuable. And being able to do that not only with a 3D scan, but then combining that with pressure data so that the retailer and the consumer could both understand a little bit of the loading that's being experienced by the foot, the timing of that loading. Again, it just really starts with that objective data as a great talking point for being able to make better decisions in conjunction with the customer. So it's absolutely, I think, just the very, very, very tippy top tip of the iceberg of what's coming in the,
now, do you
the next
have,
several years.
You know, also, in the couple of minutes we have left, is Superfeet, you also have orthotics for the design, whether it's tennis, basketball, running, et cetera. What's the variety with you guys?
Yeah, so we have some general buckets. So whether it is kind of our core heritage line that a lot of people may be familiar with, or just kind of like Swiss Army knives. Anything that you could, any shoe that you could put them into is what they're kind of made for. In more recent years, we've really focused on providing specific underfoot experiences. So for running, we have a running line. For outdoor, we have a trailblazer line that is made to specifically meet the needs of those different individuals and the types of just general experience that they may have. Hockey that we've talked about, because it is such specific types of footwear. And so we've got a variety of different categories that are really targeted for that. And the best way for us in a broad sense, you know, like you mentioned earlier, our website, we have an insole finder. So if people have specific types of shoes that they're looking for, that's easy. Or you can, you know, go to our website and find a local retailer through our dealer selector or locator that can be kind of give you what you need close to you.
Yeah, how many retailers are you guys in?
Let's see, globally, probably about 4,500, give or take.
Wow, that's incredible. How many? Give me quickly again, Matt, the website before
sure.
You go.
Yeah, it's www.superfeet.com. It's our website. You can see all of the products that we make, get connected to our retail partners, or even get a little bit of help finding the right insole that might be right for you.
Pardon the pun. You guys are a big step up. Everybody, hold on, Matt. We're going to be right back, everybody. Hopefully we're going to Australia, the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from a snowy Chicago. Happy New Year, everybody. Soon, want to welcome from Australia, Shane Tuohy. He is the principal educator at Acupuncture and Podiatry. He's a podiatrist. He's also an acupuncturist. Curtin University, Hillary's, Western Australia, Australia. Shane, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes. Well, it's good afternoon here, but I'm glad we got you. Make sure you're talking loudly so we can hear you well. The Sports Doctor, I'm a sports podiatrist. We talk so much about the importance of podiatry, the role of the foot. I've been a big fan of acupuncture for 20 years. And give us some background, Shane. Shane teaches in many universities. He's worked with sports teams. Give us some background on yourself and that combination of podiatry and acupuncture.
Okay. I got so involved in orthotic therapy when I first started practicing, and I was just looking for something extra. So I did the acupuncture as well, and it took a few years using it to really fit it in well with what I was doing. And, since then, I've sort of had a mission to pass this on to my profession. I love my podiatry, and it's been so useful, and it's actually not... it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need to use any... I'm not using traditional Chinese diagnosis at all to use the modality. I'm using it even on acute injuries on, game day. It's just been a long evolution. So I've been passing, teaching courses in Australia, UK, Ireland, probably for the last 10 years or so on the use of acupuncture and podiatry.
I've had one of your colleagues on. Do you know Jackson Tisdale? I think you do.
I do. I do indeed, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Jackson's been on a couple of times. We had Rennell from the Running Institute. So we got a great Australian connection, going on with you guys. And the I have, in my experience, found I have an associate, Dr. Jing Li, who's a Chinese MD, and she strictly works with acupuncture. But the ability of acupuncture to safely enhance healing and to be used in all areas of whether it's pain reduction, again, or enhancing healing, recovery, all of these things, I've seen some very, very impressive results. I don't know if there's a serious athlete in pro sports who doesn't include in some way, shape, or form acupuncture. How have you found the profession? You're in practice almost as long as me. How have you found the practice of podiatry, Shane, paying big attention to acupuncture?
I think that there's been a large uptake. So, one acupuncture technique is the dry needling, and that's become incredibly common. It's a limited use of acupuncture, but it's still very effective.
Yes.
Very popular
in the United States. Yes, very popular in the United States. So you find the dry needling, besides stimulating tissue with the needling, also has a acupuncture effect?
Oh, yes, yes. Definitely it reducing pain, improving function. It can be virtually instantaneous. It may need to be repeated to have the full long-term result, but you're getting instant changes.
That's a big deal. In the world of sports medicine, and I see, Shane, you've had quite a bit of experience being on the sidelines, on the field with teams. And, you mentioned something. I think it's a big deal when you said, you've seen helping acute injuries, a sprain or other type of injury where you would be able to safely. And again, one of the great things about acupuncture is it's not drugs. But so you've seen some good success using it with acute injuries.
Yes. So the what's treated it, so sprains for a start, I can be using it within minutes of the sprain if I don't think they need to be, you know, rushed off somewhere. You know, there's no fracture there. But also for, you know, soft tissue injuries, you know, the what are called the tears. We call them the corks or the dead leg. They call it in the UK. I don't know what you call it in the UK, in the US, where, you know, a muscle goes into
well, you know, stable. You'll be able to compare notes with your colleagues in the UK, because this show we're doing now is played next week, all week on UK Health Radio. So you'll be able to compare notes, you know, with them. I've seen a lot of success over the years also in chronic, long-term kinds of problems where acupuncture, and this is interesting news, like you're talking about using it immediately in so many different instances. And is there a website chain where people can go to find out? I know that you're involved. You teach. You're at the university. Is there a website people could find out about you and what you do?
I've got a website. It needs updating, I'm afraid, but. If you Google acupuncture in podiatry, just one word, acupuncture in podiatry, it's .com, there's information.
Excellent.
There.
What are some of the conditions that you found in your experience in both podiatry and sports podiatry? What are some of the conditions you've applied acupuncture to? For example,
you know, well, virtually every musculoskeletal condition, I'll be using acupuncture very regularly. With ankle sprains, with Achilles injuries, calf injuries, and knee injuries, I'm using it a lot. So to reduce the pain and the dysfunction quickly, you can name it. Heel pain. Goodness gracious, I'm using it. Probably one of the most common things that I'm treating
in podiatry and active people is heel problems, arch problems, what we call plantar fasciitis. Talk a little bit, you know, I used to just generalize, Shane, when people would talk about Eastern and Western medicine, where I would say that Western medicine is pills, is injections, and is surgery, and Eastern medicine was talking about meridians and different types of force fields. So give us a little bit of what acupuncture is. You know, where you're working with the nerves. What is your definition of how you, of what you see acupuncture is?
Okay. One thing you mentioned was enhanced healing, and so it's indisputable. You know, you insert a needle, and there are neurological and physiological responses to the insertion of a needle, and that are going to increase the blood supply in the area, and also have start an analgesic effect on. You know, this is less defined, but I think it's actually happening through the fascial system in the body, and that's where it probably relates in TCM. They're talking about meridians and I'm thinking more about, the anatomy as we've learned it. So we're moving along the line. So the connections are there all the way along specific lines in the body. So if I'm treating, say, a hamstring, as part of that process, I'll be treating above and below that area. So even, starting in the foot to treat the hamstring as well as doing local treatment. So I'm thinking about the overall function, and I'm thinking about treating tissue damage as well.
It's interesting. I had found, for the most part, really acupuncture is not painful. A lot of people say, oh, my gosh, the needles. I used to be one of them, And then over the years I found, Dr. Lee finally talked me into it, I was very surprised that it was just no big deal. Besides it being helpful, but the process itself, with the needles seemed to be no big deal. And I see also, Shane, you've been very involved in the orthotic world. But with your laboratory, we were just talking with our first guest with Superfeet insoles. 95% of my practice is orthotics, whether it's for grandma or her superstar daughter who's a figure skater or a runner or a tennis player or anybody else in between. Talk a little bit about some of your thoughts of the importance of orthotics and how you see it out there in Australia.
Yeah, I think the orthotic therapy is very consistently used in Australia by podiatrists. I'm using it extensively as well. And right from the beginning, with a chronic problem, I'll, at the first visit, I'll also be looking as a podiatrist at the biomechanics in the footwear. I'll be perhaps adding some temporary padding in there, and I try and do the acupuncture's going to be used to reduce pain as quickly as possible. A bit further down I'll be doing the orthotic therapy that's required for long-term maintenance of the system.
Yes, and we found, it's interesting. In putting orthotics in figure skates, Shane, for 40 years, give or take a few weeks, I've never had a coach call me and say, you slowed them down.
Didn't enhance performance. And this is one of the things I found over the years when done properly, the fact of enhancing performance by including optimum positioning. We're talking with Shane Toohey. He is a podiatrist acupuncturist in Australia. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go over to radio shows. You can go back years. What were the topics? Who were the guests?
whatever your interest happens to be. You could listen if you go to newspapers and articles, magazines. You could read about an array of articles. You could read about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and some of the exciting topics in all areas of sports medicine. You could follow us on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. We have a lot of great information in sports fitness, sports medicine, at Sports Doc Radio. We're talking from Australia, Australian podiatrist, acupuncturist, Shane Toohey. By the way, Shane is a 2013 Australian Podiatry Council Hall of Famer. That is exciting. And the are you still working with any teams in this day and age in sports medicine? Weren't you working with some younger girls' teams, Shane?
No, at the moment, I'm actually working with my local community football team. And so that's Australian rules football. There's five, well, there's actually five teams in the club, you know, from the A grade down to the, what they call the Colts, which are under 21 team as well. And so I'm there once or twice a week at training and the games on Saturdays usually.
What are your thoughts, Shane, about, again, you know, the idea that adding acupuncture to the athlete's regimen is something that really can make a difference in enhancing recovery and making a difference in performance? Have you seen that?
Oh yes. Look, so, and say at this football club, I've been there for about 5 years now, and you know, the players really come and they line up for treatment now. They know that it's the quickest way to move forward with any problems they're having, the musculoskeletal problems. So, you know, I expect to be making significant improvements, treatment by treatment. As I said, in their performance and in the pain reduction.
Yeah, you know, Shane, what's your relationship also with the physical therapy world, the physio world, and your combination of podiatry in Australia, for example? How's that relationship?
Okay, so I'm working with physiotherapists in private practice as well. I like our relationship. We overlap from time to time, and that's fine. And sometimes, you know, they'll want an extra input that I can add to what they're doing. And likewise, you know, for rehabilitation programs and particularly for
live from Chicago, Shane. Here's the golden nugget from a sports doctor for you guys in Australia. Strengthen the feet and ankles. Yes. Make a big deal. I'm a big rubber band fan. Work those feet and ankles and work balance.
Yes.
We call it instability training. Get that imbalance training. And I don't care what the age is or what the sport is. We find that working balance is almost always an enhancement in that regard. I wanted to bounce that off you. I'm sure that you already do a lot of that.
Yeah. The other thing, it's you know, we're adding to the quality, but also to the quantity of life. You're talking the older folk. It makes a huge difference, you know, if we're able to make it easier for them to exercise and be more active.
Oh, yes.
It helps
fall prevention is a very, very big deal here in the United States. And one of the biggest weapons
indeed
we have is making sure that individual is in the right shoe for them.
Orthotics,
yes.
I have found, are always helpful if done properly,
yes.
As far as enhancing balance and stability. And in the, I call it the super senior population. And I think that, again, that goes in so many different ways where we see that we don't have, you know, if there's a chronic lower extremity problem that's persistent, then I have found orthotics always helpful. But again, quote unquote orthotics, a lot of times it depends, you know, exactly, you know, what we're talking about. And the there are no side effects, Shane, to acupuncture, are there?
No, short-term pain is sometimes happens, but it's really quite uncommon, and generally that's going to dissipate very quickly. It's a wonderful thing about using the modality that really doing any harm in the area that we're working in, extremely unlikely to.
Yeah,
major
you're reducing the dependence. You know, here in the United States, of course, and I'm sure you also around the world, pain pill is a monster problem here in the United States. Opioids, aggressive pain pills. And when we see natural ability, and I've always considered acupuncture, again, in that area, to naturally help with pain, then it is a very, very big deal here on the sports doctor. We've talked about it for three decades, the idea of having, again, natural ways that can make a very big difference. How old is acupuncture? Thousands of years, right, Shane?
Thousands of years, absolutely. So, I mean, we know about it mainly from Chinese literature and so on. But it was being used in many other parts of the world. So it's a very ancient modality. There's even indications of it back in Europe thousands of years ago as well.
And the dry needling, like you were talking about, which we've seen a lot of here, in the United States over the past decade or so, does acupuncture always involve the use of some needles in some way, shape, or form? Would you do other type of soft tissue work, massage work, and incorporate in that?
So personally, yes, and I encourage it as well. You know, there's following up the acupuncture with some soft tissue work, manual work, and I'm talking about, you know, for a few minutes, and stretching and movement, of course. Really, I like to get people out moving. If they're going to go out straight after treatment and get in their car for half an hour.
All right, Shane, give me the
walk.
Shane, we're about out of time. From Australia,
sure.
The podiatrist, acupuncturist, Shane Tuohy. Give me quickly that website, Shane.
Acupuncturingpodiatry.com.
Acupuncturingpodiatry.com. Fantastic to have you on. Hold on, Shane. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Welcome to the Sports Doctors Inn segment, where we review some upcoming shows, we answer some emails, we brag about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Next week, we've got some great guests, pediatric orthopedic surgeon mom, Dr. Jennifer Weiss, will be joining us. And then Joel Franco. Joel is the filmmaker, Chesapeake Films, who's been working on the documentary, upcoming documentary. I'm quite involved with him with this. Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. And we'll get some update on that project the following week. One of our faves, Dr. Denise McDermott. Dr. Denise contributed to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. She's got her own show. We trade radio shows, and she's coming back. We're excited to see what she's up to. And then Mayor Steve Cherico, the mayor of Naperville, Illinois, one of the most popular towns. We want to check in with him. He's always paid such big attention to health and wellness. So many challenges. It'll be great to have him joining us. We do have some emails. If you want to email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we'll throw you in the mix. Molly wants to know, are heel spurs surgical problems? You know, it's a great question, Molly. They are not. It is very rare that heel spurs, and heel spurs are a protrusion of bone, usually on the bottom of the heel, from constant stretching of the attachment of the plantar fascia to the bottom of the heel. That constant traction causes persistent irritation, and that's what causes the growth of the spur. Usually it's the process that's the problem, not like the sharpness of the spur. So in most instances, proper custom orthotics, proper support, right shoe, physical therapy, maybe other modalities, acupuncture was one of them. 98% of the cases, Molly, are solved conservatively. It is unusual. And if you get an opinion that says you need surgery initially, you want to get another opinion. Highly successful conservative care. Terry says, what is, I'm a recreational jogger. I'm 40 years old. What is metatarsalgia? Metatarsalgia is a general kind of term, but it is also a medical term. Inflammation, pain in the ball of the foot. Lots of causes. Could be an arthritic joint. Could be a stress fracture. Could be soft tissue inflammation. Could be nerve involved. But pain, inflammation, usually underneath from the second to the fifth toes, commonly under the second, third toe. Sometimes we'll see, for example, it's foot type related. This individual has a high arch foot, therefore they're putting a lot of excessive pressure on the ball of the foot. They might be more susceptible to metatarsal inflammation problems. We might see someone as a real pronator, a flat type foot, the shearing force causing pressure. Very successfully treated with proper orthotic support, sometimes physical therapy and treatment. But if the metatarsalgia is persistent and or chronic, you got to redistribute weight away from that area. See podiatry. They can really, really help you, especially if you're a runner. Angie says, my 14-year-old son's a pretty serious hockey player, plays four times a week. He's got these bumps on the back of the heels. We've had the boots punched out.
You know, Angie, over the years, you know, I've been putting orthotics in skates for decades and a lot of hockey skates. When those bumps on the back of the heels are painful, a lot of times punching out the back of the boot, very, very helpful. If that's not enough, we start paying big attention to the foot mechanics. The pronated type foot with its excessive motion in the boot had great success with orthotics, controlling that motion, therefore controlling the constant irritation of that bump. So you really want to look at orthotics done by podiatry or sports therapy. The exciting news is your son will be a step or two quicker. He'll have sharper edges. This is one of the exciting parts of adding proper orthotics to skates. It really makes a difference in alignment, balance, and stability. Sometimes we'll see over-the-counter types of gels like Voltaren, V-O-L-T-A-R-E-N, is a topical anti-inflammatory gel that we might have your son rub into those bumps two or three times a day. But again, pay attention to podiatry. Sometimes, again, Haglund's deformity is an enlarged back of the heel. Sometimes we'll see that's related, but almost always, if we control the motion, get that boot properly fit, punched out, he should do well. At least this is my 13-year-old daughter's a figure skater. Taylor's bunions. Taylor's bunions is a lay term for the enlargement of the bone behind the fifth toe, where the fifth toe attaches to the foot. And the fifth metatarsal head can be susceptible to rotational stress. And any rotational stress in a boot, in a skate, can cause irritation. Now, sometimes we'll see that the Taylor's bunion is involved with pronated feet. We can see an inherited foot type. Mom and grandma had the bunions, the enlarged big toe development of that bump. They might also be susceptible to the bump on the other side. Occasionally, it's a surgical problem. Rarely in kids. Usually, we see we want to punch out that area, have the bootmaker punch the area out of the skate, and pay big attention to sports podiatry or podiatry. Great news, orthotics are very, very helpful in controlling that rock and roll of the foot, which constantly rubs that area and inflames the tissues. We'll usually see that that's very, very helpful. Sometimes we'll do some padding around that area. And like I mentioned to Angie before you, Lisa, orthotics almost always enhance performance in figure skating. I've never had a coach call me, tell me, you know, you made the kid slower. When done properly, the same orthotics which will reduce Taylor's bunions problems will make your daughter a much better skater, will enhance her alignment, better edging, better stability. Something to really, really look at. Thanks, everybody, for another edition of the Sports Doctor. Again, stay informed. Stay safe. Hey, Happy New Year. See you next week, everybody. Thank you.